From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id. Listener, welcome back to the English service from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. You're listening through voanews.id or our application RRI Play Go. And we from the Voice of Indonesia will be bringing you more information about Indonesia. Like the first one is the news, so stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news read by Rahmawati. We begin with the national news. Indonesian President Joko Widodo instructed Major General Suharyanto, who recently took office as new head of the National Disaster Mitigation Agency, or BNPB, to promptly fulfill his duty in mitigating natural disasters striking various Indonesian regions. As quoted by Antara, Suharyanto stated, after the conclusion of the inauguration ceremony at the State Palace in Jakarta on Wednesday, the Major General admitted finding it difficult to conceal his pride after the President entrusted him to lead the disaster mitigation body despite huge tasks of handling natural disasters awaiting him following the inauguration. He also said Indonesia, by virtue of its geographical position, is prone to natural disasters, particularly earthquake, and the government needs to tackle flooding that often occurs in the first and last months of the year. Indonesian Vice President Ma'ruf Amin called on local governments to oversee high mobility in the community ahead of Christmas 2021 and New Year 2022. As reported by Antara, Vice President Amin, while chairing a meeting at the North Sumatra Governor's official residence in Medan on Wednesday, stated, the government should oversee the high mobility in the community at this time. A decline in the transmission of COVID-19 and the easing of public activity restrictions, or PPKM, can cause high mobility in the community. He urged all local governments and the community to exercise greater discipline in implementing health protocols and expedite the implementation of COVID-19 vaccination. Indonesia laws guarantee the protection of human rights of citizens. This was affirmed by Indonesian Coordinating Minister for Political, Legal and Security Affairs, Mahfud MD. While delivering a speech at the opening of 2021 Human Rights Festival in Jakarta on Wednesday, he said in creating laws, including the law for protecting human rights, there must be a clear legal substance, legal structure, and legal culture. He also explained regarding the legal substance, since the Reformation, Indonesia has amended the 1945 Constitution and added Articles 28A, 28J to ensure human rights in Indonesia. The development of wellness tourism could help expand the market for traditional medicines and cosmetics. It was said by head of the National Agency of Drug and Food Control, or BPOM, Penny Kalukito, at the Assistant Seminar for Herbal and Cosmetic MSMEs on Wednesday, as quoted by Antara. She also said Indonesia has biodiversity. Its natural ingredients can be processed into herbal products, herbal medicine, and cosmetics. She added, wellness tourism is also an alternative to explore the economic potential of tourism, which combines tourism and health aspects. Now we move to the international news. 2-week intense negotiations at COP26 involving tens of thousands of people from 196 countries came to an end with a history-making agreement. as countries signed the Glasgow Climate Pact in the UK late Saturday evening. 3 days after the COP26 ended, UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson welcomed the landmark agreement at the Parliament Building, London, on Wednesday and thanked the people of Glasgow for welcoming delegates with warmth.
I also want to thank everybody on the ground at the SEC in Glasgow. Security, catering, transport, the relentlessly cheery volunteers, the police from across the whole country who kept everybody safe from harm, and the public health authorities who kept us safe from COVID, and everyone in the Scottish Government. And I want to say, above all, a big, big thank you to the people of Glasgow.
The Prime Minister added the goal of limiting global warming to 1.5 Celsius can be reached provided countries continue to take ambitious action over the next decade.
This afternoon, after the Glasgow Climate Pact, it stands at close to 2. It's still too high. The numbers are still too hot. The warming is still excessive. But it's closer than we have ever been to the relative safety of 1.5 degrees, and now with an all-new roadmap to help us get there.
The United Kingdom will continue to push for greater action on reducing emissions and supporting developing countries with finance and access to new green technology over the next year of the COP presidency, before Egypt takes on the presidency at the opening of COP27 in November 2022. Washington on Wednesday removed Nigeria from its list of countries with religious freedom concern, just a day before Secretary of State Antony Blinken arrived in the country as part of a tour of Africa. As reported by Reuters.com, the omission drew a sharp rebuke from a U.S. government commission that had recommended the Biden administration keep Nigeria as a so-called country of particular concern for engaging in or tolerating violations of religious freedom. We end the news with the Philippines, who said on Thursday three vessels of the Chinese Coast Guard blocked and water cannoned two Manila supply boats that were on their way to Second Thomas Shoal in the South China Sea, and its top diplomat condemned the action. As reported by Reuters.com, Foreign Affairs Secretary Teodoro Loxin said in a statement, "The acts of the Chinese Coast Guard are illegal," and he reminds China that a public vessel is covered by the Philippines-United States Mutual Defense Treaty. Loxin warned that Beijing's failure to exercise self-restraint threatens the special relationship between the two countries. Well, listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Digital economy is one of many saviors of Indonesian economy amid the COVID-19 pandemic. Data from Indonesian Trade Ministry show that the national digital economy contribution to the gross domestic product in 2020 was 4%. The government then projected the digital economy contribution to GDP will soar up to 18% by 2030. To reach that goal, the government has done some efforts, such as accelerating the digitalization of the micro small medium enterprises, or MSMEs. The Cooperatives and SME Ministry's data showed, as quoted from econ.go.id, there are 64.2 million MSMEs in Indonesia. According to Indonesian E-commerce Association's data per September 2021, some 16.4 million, or 25.6%,
of the 64.2 million MSME had joined digital platforms. This number grew more than 100% since the COVID-19 pandemic began. The Indonesian government therefore targets some 30 million MSMEs to join digital platforms or market their product digitally by 2030. Gradually, the targets are 19 million MSMEs in 2022 and 24.5 million in 2023. There are some benefits from the involvement of MSMEs in the digital economy. One of which is a greater financial profit through online sales increase. A study by Universitas Indonesia's Economy and People Study Body with an online platform Tokopedia showed that the use of digitalization by MSMEs had increased the sales volume. MSMEs digitalization is very promising in increasing the profit. However, it requires perseverance in preparing and ensuring the MSMEs can be involved in the digitalization process. The lack of understanding about digitalization and technology potential as a business development platform was one of the reasons why many MSMEs stay with the conventional style. Therefore, the cooperatives and MSMEs Minister Teten Mas Duki, as quoted from Antara, said, "MSMEs understanding about digitalization must be comprehensive so that they can grow and level up. The MSMEs needs guidance to have that comprehensive understanding. This is not only the government's responsibility. Instead, all related stakeholders all needs to be actively involved in providing guidance for MSMEs to join the digital platform. A similar guidance is also necessary to make the MSMEs keep innovating and staying in the digital ecosystem."
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chokuyou shite COVID-19 no kansen kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmikum.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forego the getting over dragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Listener, we begin today's history on 18th November 1912. The Muhammadiyah organization was founded in Indonesia. One of the largest Islamic faith-based organizations in Indonesia, Muhammadiyah was founded by Kiai Haji Ahmad Dahlan in Kauman Village, Yogyakarta on November 18, 1912. It focuses on the development of education. Thank you. We turn to 18th November 1978. Mass suicide occurred at the People's Temple Church in Guyana. 914 people, including 276 children, were killed in a mass suicide of followers of the People's Temple Church led by Pastor Jim Jones in Guyana, South America. The casualties died mostly from ingesting cyanide. The pastor shot himself. It was carried out after the United States government started investigating the alleged tax evasion of the religious organization. He avoided the investigation and he moved the church and his followers from Johnstown, California to Guyana. We end today in history on November 18, 1993. 21 political parties approved the new constitution of South Africa. The new constitution expanded voting rights for black South Africans and ended white rule. Well, listener, that was today in history read by Ahmad Faisal.
Apa yang
Listener, you're still with us in the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on 3325 kHz and voinews.id. Next, we are going to present to you My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Today's My Indonesia is about Indonesia to apply balanced development in tackling environmental issues. Indonesian Minister of Environment and Forestry, Siti Nurbaya, said that Indonesia is ready to apply the development that can overcome environmental challenges and issues in a balanced and holistic manner. It is done while building a stronger and more inclusive post-pandemic world based on the national situation and priority. That was stated by Minister Siti Nurbaya in the final session of Resource Efficiency Dialogue G20 under the Italian presidency recently. A written statement of the Environment and Forestry Ministry released on Tuesday, November 16th, mentioned that in that virtual dialogue, Minister Siti Nurbaya also explained about Indonesia's real efforts in managing natural resources efficiently and sustainably. One of the efforts is the government's plan to reduce waste production by 30%, while the remaining 70% can be managed systemically in 2025. Besides, Indonesia has also applied the circular economy practices through the National Sustainable Consumption and Production Program 2020 to 2030. In that sector, various real progress has been made, such as an online platform to facilitate multi-stakeholder cooperation with more than 20 partner institutions. Indonesia also leads the ASEAN Sustainable Consumption and Production Program Framework with support from the United Nations Environment Program, or UNEP, for Asia and the Pacific. The same written statement also explained that the G20 countries' delegates welcomed the Indonesian presidency in the further development of Global Resource Efficiency Roadmap 2021-2023. This roadmap includes some aspects, namely keep sharing good practices and actions, strengthening and mainstreaming resource efficiency policy, increasing resource efficiency and circular economy standard or assessment, cooperation and collaboration with international initiatives, and working with G20 implementation framework for handling sea waste or plastic. European Union, Italy, and Japan affirmed their support for substantial and technical matters in the implementation, including the big G20 activity under Indonesian presidency. And listener, that's My Indonesia for today.
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
Pagi sebentar lagi, kau diam dan menanti. Tak bisa ku jelaskan yang mendesakku di dalam perasaan, terselip harapan. Langit mulai menerang. I wanna be with you for the rest of my life. Kau bawa cahaya di dalam hidup. Tak cuma hari ini, ku ingin selamanya menanti pagi tiba berdua. Ku beranikan diri memecah sunyi. hanya tadi mengungkap yang tak terucap, yang lama diam di hati. Selip harapan dan langit mulai menerang. I wanna be with you for the rest of my life. Kau bawa cahaya dalam hidupku, tak cuma hari ini, ku ingin selamanya menanti pagi tiba berdua. The rest of my life. Kau bawa cahaya dalam hidupku, tak cuma hari ini, ku ingin selamanya menanti pagi.
Well, listener, more information about Indonesia is coming up shortly. For example, it is an information about Indonesian tourism or maybe the local wisdom of Indonesian people. Next, Indonesian Wonder.
On November 9th, female police officers from around the world, as well as participants of the 58th International Association of Women Police or IAWP, went on a city tour at Batu Cermin Cave and visited MSMEs actors in Labuan Bajo, West Manggarai, East Nusa Tenggara. The presence of the police women was welcomed by art and dance studios from various regions in Flores. One of them is the Hegong Dance, performed by the Labuan Bajo Maumere Family Association or IKM Labuan Bajo. Listener, Hegong Dance is one of the traditional dances that is quite famous and is often displayed in various events, such as traditional events, welcoming important guests, regional arts, and various other events. This dance is usually played in groups by male and female dancers wearing distinctive traditional clothes and accompanied by gong waning music. Hegong dance is usually played by 6 to 10 dancers, both male and female dancers, and one person as the dance leader in the front position. When dancing, the dancers wear ikun, lesu, and reng as their dancing attributes. Ikun is a knife-like weapon made of wood and decorated with a horse's tail. Lesu is a kind of handkerchief that is used as a complement to the hand movements of the dancers. Meanwhile, reng is a kind of anklet equipped with a rivet. Listener, listener, in the show, the Hagong dance usually has four stages. In the first round, the female dancers enter the arena accompanied by gong warning music, then followed by male dancers holding machetes, or in the local language called porong. This illustrates the spirit of the dancers. In the second round, male and female dancers form a circle where the dancers surround the female dancers. This illustrates the soul of men in defending and protecting women. Then in the third round, the dancers do free movement. Usually in this third act, the creative movement is combined with the rhythm of gong warning's music. The third act depicts the cooperation between men and women. Then in the last round, the dancers again form a circle. And as a closing, one of the dancers is lifted up using a bamboo stick. This illustrates their readiness in the face of attack. Well, listener, that was about Hagong Dance by Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Para, para.
Well then, listener, the next one will be an information about Indonesia. Well, mostly it's about innovation. The next one is miscellany.
Listeners, Sombori Island in Morowali Regency, Central Sulawesi, has a natural and cultural charm that is so beautiful. To introduce more of the charm of Sombori Island tourism, the local government will hold a Sombori Festival themed Sombori Tourism Festival 2021 that will be held on Sombori Island, Mbokita Village, Menyu Islands District from 26 to 28 November 2021. In the festival, various charms of Sombori will be raised, including the peculiarities of the local tribe, namely the Bajo tribe. Head of Development and Marketing of Central Sulawesi Tourism Office, Nur Halis, said that in addition to introducing the wonder of the sea on Sombori Island at this festival, tourists will be introduced to the art and culture of the people on Sombori Island, including the typical culinary delights of the area. This festival will involve more local people. It is hoped that the local community and business people will be ready to welcome local and foreign tourists. According to Nur Halis, this is an effort to improve the economy of the local communities and small and medium enterprises in tourism areas. In addition, this festival also involves several relevant agencies and the Indonesian Young Entrepreneurs Association in charge of the activities. The Sombori Festival has traditional dance parades, traditional music attractions, folk song parades, rowing competition, fishing competition, ornamental boat competition, craft competition, beach volleyball competition, traditional culinary competition, youth camp social services, and the restoration of Tina Tama Morowali. There is also a performance band and fire dance that will entertain visitors. The Sombori Island Festival is open to the general public, is free of charge. Visitors are expected to be able to prepare personal costs to go to the festival location and lodging while in Morowali Regency. That's miscellany.
Saat ku membuka mata,
Penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku ocakuyo shite COVID-19 no kansen kakudai o fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Waqaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Volkom, de ketting overdragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
We have been giving you so many information and also so many songs from Indonesia. The next one will be a song, but there's a little bit information about it. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listener. In today's edition of Music Corner, I'm going to present you a song by Ruth Sahanaya. Ruth Sahanaya, or Ute, is a diva in Indonesia who has been active in the world of singing since 1987. Her first album, Seputih Kasih, which was released in 1987, got hit and sold very well in the market at that time. Her career was increasingly successful after releasing the song Kaulah Segalanya, or You Are Everything. The success of the song made young musicians such as Claresta and Semi Simorangkir rearrange it with a modern version. Kaulah Segalanya tells the story of someone who is very meaningful in her life. According to her, that person is everything. Well, listener, here is Ruth Sahanaya with the song Kaulah Segalanya.
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
Kembali lagi.
thank you very much for you who have been joining us in the English service from Voice of Indonesia. We are expecting any opinion from you, so feel free to send it to our Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram, voice.of.indonesia, Twitter, @voiindonesia, and also you can send it to our email, voi@voinews.id. We hope that your opinion will help us to bring you better information about Indonesia. Well, the listener, make sure that you will stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.